Democratic Assemblymembers Tom Abenanti, David Buchwald, and Amy Paulin, all from Westchester County, penned a letter dated October 21st to the New York State Board of Regents Chancellor. Here's Paulin from Scarsdale.
It is our belief that it's time to slow down the assessments because the way they're going forward, you know, they're doing more harm than good.
She says they began work on the letter before State Education Commissioner John King's controversial cancellation of Common Core forums after one in Poughkeepsie erupted in anger and frustration. Now 12 forums are scheduled in school districts across the state, including in Westchester. The Common Core State Standards Initiative sets standards for kindergarten through 12th grade in English Language Arts, or ELA, and mathematics that states voluntarily adopt. Ken Wagner is Deputy Commissioner for Curriculum Assessment and Educational Technology at the New York State Education Department. He says state education officials have been receptive to feedback on the amount of testing at the local level, though he says the general structure of the test will remain the same.
We're also taking steps at the state side to reduce, for example, federally required double testing in math for 8th grade students. We are going to ask the feds to relax that requirement on us. But in terms of the existing 3 through 8 ELA and math Common Core tests, and then the upcoming Common Core assessments for Regents exams, our results and our tests are completely in line with other statewide and national measures, so we have no plan to change that course.
The Assembly member's letter says the current ELA and math assessments are not valid indicators of college or career readiness, are not improving learning or instruction, and are not a reliable measure of a teacher's ability. In addition, they say the cost of testing is creating financial hardship on school districts with fewer resources. Amy Prisco Ring has two children in the Washingtonville School District in Orange County, a fourth grader and a sixth grader. She sits on the school district's advocacy committee, which was formed in the spring with the goal of addressing Common Core issues. She applauds the effort by the assembly members.
I fully support their efforts to slow down and reevaluate these changes in the curriculum and the way that we test kids. I think kids are over-tested. My kids have to sit now for two local tests, plus one New York State test. They actually sit for a longer amount of time than law students hoping to pass the bar exam.
Again, Assemblymember Paulin.
Children's lives are being turned upside down. We hear story after story about how a little 8-year-old comes out of the room in tears because they do not have the stamina for the test. And the tests, obviously, or what we've seen is, you know, are very poor reflection of future accomplishment. So we don't believe the tests have legitimacy.
The State Education Department's Wagner says the ultimate goal is to prepare kids for college and successful careers.
On the stress question, though, the way this should be is there should be great teaching going on in classrooms, and then we should have a testing moment where students just demonstrate for us what they know and can do so adults can figure out how to move forward, and then great teaching should continue after that assessment moment. The assessments should not be a high-stress event for anyone.
Prisco King has a plea to state education officials.
If they would please consider the benefit of the majority of children and how children learn slowly and how education is a journey, not a race, and, you know, to really consider the child in the formula.
A State Education Department spokesman says officials will reply to the assembly member's letter. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.